This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. If you work in agriculture, you know it's not just a way of life. It is life. The farms we live on and operate become as much a part of our identity as our last name or our ancestry. But the next generation of farmers faces a severe challenge if a proposal in the U.S. Senate is passed. The Sensible Taxation and Equity Promotion, or STEP Act, would eliminate the stepped-up basis tax provision and tax capital gains at death. Tax issues can be complicated, and many people's eyes glaze over when taxes are discussed, but this is important. This could mean the difference between a thriving farm or your children being forced to sell off that farm bit by bit. This is how stepped-up basis works. When you pass away, your children inherit your farm. As it stands now, the value of the farm is set at the time of the inheritance. If your children choose to sell, they face capital gains taxes on the increase in value since they took ownership. If stepped-up basis is eliminated, they would be forced to pay taxes on appreciation from the previous generation plus appreciation during the time they've owned the operation. In some states, that could mean taxes of more than $1,000 per acre. What's worse, there is talk of instituting a tax at death, which would force your children to pay capital gains taxes once they have inherited the farm. Imagine dealing with the loss of a loved one and then being forced to take out expensive loans, or worse, sell the farm your parents spent their lives protecting just to pay the taxes. Tax at death would be in addition to any estate taxes due, so the impact would be especially damaging. The senators who proposed the STEP Act call stepped-up basis a loophole that provides an unfair advantage to the wealthy heirs every year. But make no mistake, collecting capital gains taxes at death amounts to a tax increase on the middle class. Wealthy Americans have teams of attorneys and accountants who can figure out how to protect assets. Middle class Americans don't have those resources. The value of a farm is tied up in land and equipment, and very few of us have the available cash to pay these increased taxes while keeping the farm running. This isn't just an agriculture issue. Eliminating stepped-up basis will affect small family-owned businesses across the country, from the local pizza shop owned in town to the home builder, and really any American wanting to pass on family assets to the next generation. In fact, a recent study shows eliminating stepped-up basis would cost the economy $10 billion and 80,000 jobs a year. The American Farm Bureau is working with lawmakers to help them understand that this plan will kill small businesses, lead to more consolidation, and ultimately force people out of their jobs. We urge you to get involved too. Contact your senator and representative and ask them to protect hardworking Americans who want to pass their success on to the next generation. The newest annual greenhouse gas inventory report from the Environmental Protection Agency offers a sector-by-sector look at emissions. AFBF economist Shelby Myers explained that the report includes good news for agriculture. According to Myers, agriculture stayed relatively neutral compared to last year, and U.S. agriculture greenhouse gas emissions contribute just 10.2% overall compared to some of the other economic sectors like transportation, electricity, industry, commercial, and residential. Myers attributes the findings to the conservation efforts of farmers and ranchers. Farmers are actively trying to make their footprint even smaller, converting waste into energy, applying conservation and working lands programs to their everyday cropping system, and really utilizing the tools at hand to work on things like carbon sequestration. A newly introduced bill backed by AFBF would help bring more veterinarians to rural areas. Timely veterinary care is key to maintaining the health of our nation's poultry flocks and dairy and livestock herds. However, a shortage of animal care professionals in many rural areas is putting farm animals at risk, jeopardizing the farms and ranches that care for them, and impacting the stability of our food supply, according to AFBF President Zippy Duvall in a letter to the sponsors of the Veterinary Medicine Loan Repayment Program Enhancement Act. AFBF called on the administration to act responsibly in conservation efforts. Specifically, President Biden's goal to conserve at least 30% of our lands and waters by 2030, commonly referred to as 30 by 30, is raising questions. Three key requests are outlined in a letter to President Biden: that the administration provide clarity on the initiative, that the effort recognizes voluntary conservation efforts already underway, and that the administration seeks input from farmers and ranchers. As a partner in the newly launched American Connection Corps, AFBF joins 19 other organizations to provide direct support to communities to unlock opportunities around internet connectivity and close the digital divide. According to AFBF President Zippy Duvall, the American Farm Bureau is excited to serve as a partner in this program that empowers young people to return to their rural communities to help bridge the digital divide. Broadband is essential to strengthening our rural economies and helping agriculture achieve bold sustainability goals. We have seen great strides in initiatives and investments over the years, and now it's time to make those connections at the local level. Getting broadband developed throughout rural America is a priority for Farm Bureau. Emily Buckman, Congressional Relations Director at AFBF, explained in a recent interview that rural residents, along with farmers and ranchers, need access to broadband connections. Buckman said, "We've heard the phrase multiple times, broadband is no longer a luxury, it's a necessity. And the pandemic made that even more evident as we had to shift to working remotely, children having to do homework from home, and then even having our doctor's appointments done via telehealth. Rural broadband is essential for modern agriculture, the farmers and ranchers who grow our food, and to the quality of life for rural Americans." On a mission to help agriculture come alive in the classroom and get the next generation excited about ag-based careers, organizations and federal agencies have created STEM-based curricula to educate students on the important relationship between agriculture and science. On the Farm STEM, a program of the American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture, with funding from the Beef Checkoff, aims to bring STEM learning into real life through beef-focused lessons for middle and high school students and various programs for educators. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.